B-Pod Studios.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving peace to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I
yes,
didn't
you
even
did.
Know
you can be my new thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, Loren. She's going to be part of today's conversation because... Our Loren is coming back on a full-time basis on Monday after maternity leave. She is traveling somewhere, and it never fails with her. She always seems to travel at the worst time to the worst locations.
She does.
So we'll talk about that at 7:35 this morning.
But she willfully did it.
Oh, yeah.
Willfully.
Yeah, she did. Well, good morning, Roy. Good morning, everybody. It is July 14th, 2020, and... we'll do our day in 30 seconds. I'll go first. Yesterday, my wife is actually traveling out of town today, and she's leaving kind of early. And then whenever we do that, that means that the kids need to go spend the night at the nanny's house. So we took them to the nanny's house last night, dropped them off at like 7. Mm-hmm. And I said to Amanda, rather than going home, why don't we take advantage and go get a drink somewhere on a patio?
That's nice.
And Amanda's like, it is so hot outside.
And it was very hot all day.
Yeah.
Like, breathing in hot air, hot.
Yeah, like blowtorch hot.
Yeah.
And so we went to a good friend and a good partner, Ilios Noche, in the Ballantyne area. And we sat on the patio, but there was two guys sitting on the patio and like four tables.
Mm-hmm.
Four tables, two guys already sitting out there. And one table was kind of closer to them, and then there was another table that was further away. So she goes, you can pick anywhere you want to sit. And I go, we'll just sit right here. And the guy at the table next to us, because this one was the closest to him, looked up and he was kind of like...
Yeah, why would you pick the one right beside them?
I was just messing with him.
Oh, okay.
I was just messing with him. Go, no, we'll go back. We'll go back over here. And Amanda was already, she's like, I'm leaving. You've already embarrassed me.
It's like when I went to Betterment, and I'm like, why do y'all have TVs in the patient room? How many people in here are watching TV at urgent care?
I was equating it to pre-COVID when you would be somewhere, and there was like the unwritten rule of the empty seat between the two of you, but that person wouldn't do the empty seat and come sit right next to you, whether you're waiting at the DMV or like in a waiting room at a doctor's office.
It's wonderful for me because I like the extra elbow room and now I get it all the time.
I know. That's what's great about this whole thing. And then MRL show family member walked by the patio, walked by the sidewalk, and stopped in and said hi. She listens to the podcast. Her name's Christina. She said, Roy, we met her in like 2015 when Taylor Swift came to town. She won tickets for her daughter, who's now in college. And we did a shot with her at Enzo, the old sushi restaurant in the Epicenter.
I vaguely remember doing shots with someone before the Swift concert.
Yes, she listens to the podcast. So hi, Christina. Oh, she also said her husband uses a leaf blower inside the house.
Why?
To clean.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he makes a pile on the hardwood floors and then uses a vacuum and cleans it all up. So.
Okay.
Anyway, what about you? What did you do yesterday?
I got into a car accident.
Oh, no.
But everything's fine.
What?
Everything's fine.
Now we're just hearing about this? That's a text.
Well, it's because it's not a big deal.
Okay.
It ain't a big deal. I just wanted to see your initial reaction. I was leaving one of my real estate closings. And I got behind a car at a stoplight on like Sharon, and I was like, man, I'm pretty close to this car. So I hit the brake, and then I was like, did I just hit them? And I was like, no, there's no way. There's no way. And then I saw their hazards turn on. I'm like, yes, there's a way.
Boy.
There's a way. And so they got out of the car, and I got out of the car, and it was just a little love tap.
No, you know? Insurance information or anything exchanged.
No,
okay.
They like, there was no damage to my car, no damage to theirs.
Yeah.
So they were really nice about it. And also, I don't know why I got really religious all of a sudden. I was like, all right, well, bless you. Have a great afternoon.
Yeah. God bless you this morning and this afternoon as well.
I got into not even what could be equated as a fender bender, and I found God on the side of Sheer Road.
Finding God, the Roy Brown story.
I was in a light accident. Yeah, I was in a light accident. I saw my light flash right before my eyes.
Meanwhile, you were in one of the worst tractor accidents in Virginia history, and that didn't lead you to God, but this did.
No, that led me to God that night, too.
God shows up in mysterious ways.
I do. I tend to pray to him when I really need him.
I know. I got it. So just like you, when I was living in Memphis, I was at a traffic light making a right on red, okay? And there was a car in front of me. And you know how when there's a car in front of you, you kind of gauge what's going on. So you look left as well. Yep. And you're like, okay, I'm going to be up next. Well, there was no cars coming, and I let my foot off the brake because I thought for sure that they were going to go. Mm-hmm. They didn't. So I bumped them a little faster than you did. Mm-hmm. For sure, no damage on my car. She gets out. She's like, my neck is hurt. I go, okay, well, let's pull off. You know, I'm like, I apologize. I took my foot off the brake. I thought you were going to go. And so a motorcycle cop shows up and she goes, I got to call my pastor. How about that for her first call?
That's interesting.
So pastor shows up.
He shows up to the accident?
So the cop's there. Pastor shows up and the cop's like, I don't know what to do. She doesn't have insurance. You know, there's no damage on her car, so I don't know what your insurance is going to do. This is right out in front of the radio station, so my boss, the program director, came out, and he's like, is everything all right? And I was like, yeah, man.
Can we talk about all the weird characters showing up to this accident? A pastor and a radio boss. What's next?
Big Bird?
Yeah.
No, but so listen to this, though.
We had a fast food employee from across the street come out and take photos.
So this is like 2011, okay?
Okay.
2013, I get a call from Liberty Mutual saying that they're dropping me. And I said, oh, why? She said, because of the accident. I was like, what accident? So like the accident in May of 2011. I said, what? She said, yeah, like we paid out like $20,000 to that person. I go, that was fraud. Like, I didn't hit that car at all. I go, the police officer didn't even write up a police report. Yeah. There was no damage. Like, I took a picture and sent it to you guys in 2011 of her car and my car, and I never heard back from y'all.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, we take fraud very serious here. So would you like to follow up on like a fraud report? I go, no.
That's not my deal.
It's not my job. It's your company, your job. But I'm telling you right now, I did not hit that person to the point where her neck hurt. Like, that was fraud.
Yeah.
You paid 20 grand to somebody who now took a vacation and a cruise. Well, by the way, if you've never tried that, what you need to do is when you're in an accident, immediately put on a neck brace.
You know, the person who I hit yesterday could easily do that now. So thank you for that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, producer Nicole, you celebrated your dog and your cat's birthday recently.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just scrolling through Insta before, and I saw this video of a friend of mine that lives in California who was singing happy birthday to their dog.
Yeah, I have a video of me singing happy birthday to my dog.
Yeah, I thought you did. Do you do that every year?
Mm-hmm.
And what does the dog do while you sing happy birthday to him?
So
wonder what the hell's going on.
judging you.
Yeah, so I make him sit. And I usually, this year I got him cookies. Last year was a cupcake. And the year before that, usually it's like a custom cake. And I make him sit and I make him wait. And then usually it's a whole thing because my cat doesn't understand and he wants to sniff the treats and then my dog gets mad and and sometimes it ends up being a wreck. But this year he just sat and looked.
And the cat takes part of the festivities too and vice versa when it's your cat.
Meow, 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 meow. Yeah, I'll send you the video.
I know. You got to post that because I thought it was so funny. They're all like, it's a family of four.
Sure.
Mom, dad, boy, son and daughter. And they're all singing happy birthday to Chester. And he's like licking his crotch.
No clue.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Thinking there's a tree. That reminds me of my adoption party for my dog, Callie. It was a nightmare.
I remember you invited like... But, dang it, I spit. Yeah, there you go. That's why we're 6 feet apart.
All over your microphone. For my dog, Callie, I just adopted her. I didn't know that she had an issue with, like, other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had, like...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear family. Happy birthday to you.
I love
it. Happy birthday to you, too, Paula. All right.
That's the cat.
Oh, you don't care about the cat.
Now, here's what Finley's thinking.
Yay! Happy birthday.
Okay, I'm going to give you some advice, and I'm not being unkind. You will never, ever in a million years make a career out of being a singer.
Your dog's all sassy.
So, yes, your dog had the adoption party, and it was a nightmare, right?
It was. We invited Nicole's dog, Finley. All these dogs came over, and my dog ran for her life the entire time.
Yeah, she did.
She was afraid of the cake we got her. We had Chick-fil-A cater it. And so us adults was trying to just drink beer and eat food and try to ignore the fact it was a nightmare.
I did not
handle the party well.
That's funny. Not all dogs can handle it as good as Finley. No. Finley's got it very, very good over there. I want to tell you guys, there's a brand of food, Lay's. You heard of Lay's potato chips?
They seem to be like a very known brand.
Yeah, everybody knows about Lay's, right? Yeah. Well, check this out. Lay's has new flavors coming. I found out from my cousin who works for Lay's.
Okay.
So can I share them with you? Let's do it at 6:20.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We can all agree that Lay's is the best potato chip, right? Can we start there?
I don't know. I think Utz has a good run for the money.
Utz?
Yeah, Ian. Yeah.
Okay. Ruffles?
Yeah.
Pringles?
Great chips. Okay, you know, this is really bad topic for me. I like all chips.
You're not going to get dragged into a debate where you got to pick one?
Yeah, I like them all. Okay. Although I hate Lay's barbecue.
Really?
It seems like everybody else can make a good barbecue chip but them.
I never really thought of it, but now I have to.
It's too smoky.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Lay's is adding 5 new flavor chips effective. It doesn't say.
That's good.
When it's going to come, but.
Well, that's the cool thing. You know, we do that around here. We'll ask our bosses for things, and I won't put a deadline on it. I like things willy-nilly.
The Lay's revealed 5 new flavors, which were inspired by restaurants across the USA. Grimaldi's kettle-cooked New York-style pizza.
Kettle-cooked New York-style pizza?
Yep, based on the famous Brooklyn pizza pie. That will be a flavor of chip that you can get.
Pizza chips are good chip.
Party Foul's Nashville Hot Chicken Potato Chip, inspired by the Music City Nashville's Hotspot.
It's a great chip.
Gino's Steaks Philly Cheesesteak Potato Chip, inspired by Philadelphia's iconic cheesesteak joint.
I wonder why they chose Gino's and not Pat's.
I don't know. You've been. I've never been to either.
I went to both. They were right across from each other.
And Pat's is better?
It's a huge argument. I like Pat's better.
Mm-hmm.
But people tell me I'm insane. They taste the exact same. When I look at Gino's, it looks like a tourist attraction. LED lights. Looks like shop here, get a t-shirt. It looks like a touristy thing. Whereas Pat's looks like you're in South Philly getting a cheesesteak. You know?
Yeah, yeah. These are new flavors from Lay's. El Torito's Carnitas Street Taco, based on the popular Los Angeles taco place, is going to be a potato chip flavor.
I love that they're finding these popular places and molding the chip after them.
And then Cochina Azul's Chili Relleno, inspired by a famous dish in an Albuquerque, New Mexico restaurant. Here we go. Here's the info I've been looking for. These new chips are out. They are on shelves right now, but you can only get the chili one at a Walmart or 7-Eleven. How weird is that? What's that hang up?
I don't know. I guess it's whoever bought into it. I don't know.
Anyway, I mean, which one I want? I'd be interested in the cheesesteak.
Yep,
and the hot chicken.
Okay, not the hot chicken, but the cheesesteak, the pizza one. I would love to dabble in. I also love how they can just create a chip flavor for anything. It appears
you know that they're all not going to taste like it. Like nobody's buying multiple bags of this, going, "This is so good." It's a novelty.
How is a cheesesteak chip going to taste like a cheesesteak? How?
Does it drip cheese?
Is there whiz poured on top?
No. Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Baby stalking. What the heck is it?
I have an idea.
It's what you do to cheat on your wife.
Huh? That's not the idea I had. Okay.
I knew it threw you off. What do you think it is?
I thought you were going to say, like, people. Now, here's what I thought. moms would go around and look at style that babies have at playgrounds and stuff and then steal it and make it their own. Like they would try to inspire clothing or a hat or something. That's what I thought it was.
That's not a bad idea. That sounds what it like it should be.
Yes, that's baby stalking.
Stalking some babies. So what this is, it's when shady guys use their kids to get other people's numbers. So this is a story from a writer who was at a Wally World. And she said that while she was waiting in line, this guy with a baby, he was holding a toddler. And he kept going, "Ooh, look at the lady. Isn't she a nice lady? Say hi to the lady."
Yeah.
And she wasn't engaging back. So that he even then started bumping into her car and be like, "Oh, look how nice and pretty the lady is. Say hi." Until finally, his wife was like, you know, "Daryl, stop that. Come back." You know, that type of thing.
Right.
He stopped it all.
Babies are interesting, but, you know, guys do that with dogs mm-hmm. for sure. Oh, guys have used dogs going back to caveman times to try and get a woman's attention.
Listen, back when I was, I've been out to Sprueries with my dog, and the women flock to it. It is a magnet.
Yes.
A magnet for guys who want to date. Granted, I was gay and I never
Not interested them. In them.
Not interested in them. But I nonstop, people would flock to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, if you're a dad and you're cruising a store with your child and you're single, you know, maybe divorced.
Kids are cute, man.
I'm sure someone has used their. Oh, please. Can we hear from someone who either admits that they use their child or someone says that somebody tried to use their child to pick you up? Oh, that would be fantastic to hear a story. 704-570-9595. If anybody out there has anything to share, oh my gosh. Can you imagine that?
Using your kid to pick up people?
Yeah, but it works.
I imagine it does work because, you know, a lot of people think it's attractive to watch someone who's a very good caregiver, a very good person, a very good dad. That's attractive quality. I mean, we've also heard it on the other side. Just being married in itself, having that ring on the finger is super attractive.
954 says it sounds like a scene from Big Daddy with Adam Sandler.
It does, doesn't it? You're right.
Yeah, I think he did use him. He did use him, I think.
Oh, he did.
But listen, let's say, Roy, that I'm separated or divorced from Amanda. I'm totally single and available. And I go out to the store and I see someone I'm attracted to and I bump into her cart by accident. And I was like, "Ruby, you're such a bad driver. How dare you?" And she thinks that that's cute and funny. And I get into conversation. I get her phone number. Now follow this. Ruby is like 4 at this time. So we get married. And at 7, Ruby gives a speech at the wedding. And she tells everyone that she remembers the day in Target when I rode my cart specifically into this other woman's cart so that I could use her to get her phone number.
Yeah.
At the wedding, that speech is happening.
Everybody be like, "What? Your dad did what?"
Yeah. Well, makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Yep. Use those kids to get your hookups. You know, right now, dating is tough. Everybody's virtually dating. When we get back into the dating world,
I don't think
use
you should.
Kids.
Don't use your kids to get the hookups. That's too confusing for a child.
They don't know.
That's the point. They don't know.
Welcome to the Mandy Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
I'm stressed, bro.
Why are you stressed?
My wife is stressed. I'm stressed. I know all my neighbors are stressed. A lot of people are stressed today because Governor Cooper's making the announcement on the school opening plans for K-12.
I know. You know, Katie Levins on Twitter posted, and it was so true. It's like texting someone, "We need to talk," and you're just waiting.
Yeah.
And you're so like, "Oh, my gosh."
Yeah. Governor Cooper put the bubble out there. You know, the text bubble has been out for over 24 hours
it's
now.
It's just staying, just sitting there. That little bubble ain't going away.
And the conversation yesterday in my neighborhood was like, "What are you going to do? What are we going to do? Are we going to send our kids back to school?" You know, and then there's different rumors. Like, we heard that there's going to be three options that parents can choose from. And then we heard someone else say that the governor's going to come out and leave it up to each individual school system. Like, for instance, CMS is the biggest school system here in our area.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in the Union County school system, you know. And then there's other people that are in the South Carolina school district that listen to us.
Granted, I'm not a governor or a scientist, but isn't it smarter to allow the individual schools to make the decisions? Because what if you have, like, you know, up in Cleveland County, and the cases aren't that bad there, maybe they shouldn't be doing the exact same thing that the 3,000 kids at CMS is doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know. And, you know, like, a lot of parents are saying, how are we going to make it work? We don't have daycare. Right. You know, if we have to do virtual learning, what are we going to do? And my son is going into the second grade, so it's hard for him to sit down on a computer for hours on end. Now, he could watch Minecraft all day on the iPad, but he can't do schoolwork all day on the iPad.
That seems like a likely story.
Right? So I came up with the idea yesterday, Roy, to get everybody back to school. And by the way, I'm just curious, like, parents, teachers, anyone who is listening to this conversation, what are your thoughts? Like, what are you thinking about if you have a kid anywhere between the ages of K through 12? Like, are you ready to send your kids back to school? Are you ready to do virtual learning? Like, how would you have it? I'm just curious.
I don't have a child, but I do know that they're gross and snotty.
Yeah.
So I do know they pass germs around quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know if COVID-19 is affecting children.
I mean, it does in some children.
So,
you know?
I literally don't know how it's going. Like, I heard of some weird inflammatory, but I don't know what that is.
Right.
Thing.
I said, Roy, we should just set up giant tents outside.
Tents?
Yeah. And do outside learning.
It's going to be hot.
You put a fan out there. Oh, maybe you don't start till September.
You put a fan out there.
Paper flying everywhere.
You know, like when you go to amusement parks and they got the mist zones? You do that outside of school.
Yeah, Mrs. Jones class, head to the mist zone. Head to the mist zone. No, but seriously, like social distance the kids out. I know the governor has done a lot of work on this, and I know that, you know, the different school systems and the different districts have thought about it thoroughly, too. We're just all waiting, and we just, like, Amanda and I talked about it last night at dinner. We're like, what are we going to do? I think it's important that Dean goes back to a classroom environment, but I also want to look out for his safety and the safety of other kids.
And you want that free babysitter.
And that child care is a nice thing.
You like it when your taxes pay for someone to watch your kid for 8 hours a day.
You got that right.
Let's be real. I think a lot of parents, of course they want their kid to learn, but they probably could teach him just as well at home, but they want that free 8-hour babysitter.
I got naps to take.
And better yet, if my kid doesn't go back to school, I want some money back.
From taxes?
Yeah, give me a check back.
Yeah, I don't know. And I know like Dean's first grade teacher is tutoring him.
Right.
And so she said that, like, she wants to teach. Like, that's her thing, is, like, she wants the kids in the classroom. That's what a lot of teachers, you know, they love having that one-on-one interaction with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the virtual teaching is just not what they signed up for type thing, you know?
Let's talk with Madeline in Lake Wylie. Madeline, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Madeline.
So, Madeline, as a parent, first off, how old are the kids?
So my kids, the twins are 15 and they're rising 10th graders.
Okay.
They'll be entering 10th grade.
And what are you thinking as a parent, like, with today's announcement?
I decided to sign them up for the virtual academy that they offered here in the Clover School District.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah. they already gave some parents options on how to care for your kids' education. You could do virtual.
Yes, you have the option that either you could pay, let them go to school 3 days a week, and then two of those days they'll do it at home for doing e-learning, and then the other option is doing the Clover Academy, which is a virtual academy completely different than the e-learning.
Okay, well, now I'm kind of confused, Madeline and Manny. Maybe you could break it down. Then if school's already doing stuff like that, what's the Coops going to announce?
I don't know. I'm kind of worried for you guys.
They're in South Carolina.
Oh, they're in South Carolina.
Yeah.
So they're,
Clover has a different system.
They get to do their own thing down there.
But is that just through January, or is that the entire year?
So they are asking K through middle school to commit for a whole year, whichever route they decide to go, and high schoolers to commit a full semester.
Wow.
So my kids will have to commit a full semester for Virtual Academy. If you get better, they have to return back after Christmas.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Madeline. Yeah, everybody.
I like that name, too, Madeline.
I like to hear from South Carolina also, because that shows you, Roy, you're right. Every school district is doing something different.
Yeah, they've been willy-nilly since the start of this.
South Carolina?
Going back to restaurants.
Yeah. 980 says, what if teachers have symptoms? Do you quarantine the whole class?
Oh, gosh, how much of a nightmare is that? How are the teachers even going to be able to be safe? I mean, they're going to be dealing with the kid. I don't know how you do it.
704 says, as a teacher, I told my mom and sister not to send the kids back to school. If they have an option to do online schooling, they should do it. Only because I've been a teacher and I truly understand that social distancing with or without masks and other restrictions will be absolutely impossible no matter what age the kids are.
That's what I think. Kids are just gross and they touch. That's why every school gets so sick around the cold seasons.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy. Did you think in March we would be talking about this in like July?
No,
like,
I was
cocky.
We would
be going back to school.
I was cocky. I was like, we got a month of this and we're done.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was wrong. Now it's worse.
But I like it that way. If we started in March and we said, hey, things aren't going to get back to reality for a year, we'd freak out. Like, I need to do it in increments. I need to have positivity. Like, hey, we're moving things along. We're flattening the curve. Well, we're not doing it anymore, but we'll do it again. You know?
Okay.
Also, Governor Cooper today at 3 p.m. is not only making the school announcement, but he's also going to announce where we stand with moving into phase 3, staying in phase 2, whatever it may be. Well, that's at 3 p.m. today.
That's a man with a lot of info today. Yep. Okay.
All right. So 3 o'clock, keep it to Kiss 95.1. We will have the latest for you. And keep your text coming, 704-570-9595. Love to hear from parents and teachers on what y'all thoughts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thoughts are,
he's got no credentials, he's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
How can I help?
I love that line. He's not a doctor, but he goes to the doctors a lot.
Right.
How can you help Alicia? Well, Alicia says Friday she had some drinks with some coworkers. One of her coworkers has a pool, and six of them got together. She said, don't worry, Roy, we were all careful, LOL. Anyway, she said, one of the coworkers is someone I have a huge crush on. I just started working at this company over a year ago, and after a few drinks and sitting in the hot sun, I got drunk and told that coworker that I thought he looked hot. He smiled and then gave me a side hug and said, well, I was cute, too.
Oh, that's nice.
Now I feel dumb, though.
Why?
And I haven't looked at him since.
Why? It's clearly hot. Keep looking.
And it was over a week ago. She goes on to say, the side hug let me know that he's not that interested, and that's fine. But also, he never reached out again, and it's been over a week. I feel really awkward now because I'm just the bimbo. This is her words. I'm just the bimbo who told this guy that he looks hot. Should I just pretend like nothing happened, or should I follow up again? Any suggestions?
Follow up to what?
Like, hey, remember when I said you were hot? Do you want to?
So let's read it in between the lines. What really is that she wants a relationship with this guy. That's what she really wants to achieve.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But when she put it out there that she thinks he... One, I think that saying someone's hot and asking them on a date are two separate things. You know, I don't think she achieved what she was wanting by drunkenly saying, I think you're hot.
But she does go on. She starts it off by saying that she went to a coworker's house with a pool, and one of the guys from work that she has a huge crush on, she does say that, was there.
Sure. I'm just saying that, like, if she wants to date him, I don't think you need to talk about, I don't think calling someone, I don't think that was awkward. I think that there was zero awkwardness in saying, you're hot. And then the person saying, you're cute, too, and hugging.
But don't forget, they work together. And now she's seen him at work.
They're drinking at a pool. They're having fun. His shirt's off. We're all having a great time. If you want to ask him on a date, ask him on a date.
Should I just pretend like nothing happened?
Yes.
Or should I wait for him, or should I say something?
What are you going to do? In the office, break near the printer, break down the formatics of your alcohol-induced comment? You know, hey, so Karen's birthday party, we got the cake, it's coming up. By the way, remember last Saturday, called you hot? Let's unpack that. How do you feel? No, you're not doing that.
Can I get another one of those side hugs? But listen, alcohol is the best icebreaker. And so I'll say, Alicia, you've already broken the ice. If you really are attracted to this coworker and the company lets you date, then offer it.
Yeah, say, let's go out for another drink. And by the way, if he says, you know, he doesn't want to go out to dinner or drink, then you really know your answer. Then you really know that the side hug was also just, hey, let's just be friends thing. And then just move on. Who cares?
Mm.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people. I'm sure, what's her name?
Alicia.
Alicia. I'm sure there's a lot of people who thinks you're hot. And they're not actively asking you out. They're probably too scared to. It's okay. It's not a big deal to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's occurred is not a big deal.
I don't know. See, I think it is. I feel like that she's so uncomfortable at work now because she showed her cards. There's no more playing it cool.
I think it's more embarrassing if you say, hey, let's go on a date, and they say no.
That's what she's asking. Should she do that? You're saying no.
She shouldn't do that. Well, unless she really wants to go on a date with them, then... Yeah, but if not, if I don't know. it's unqualified advice from Moy, okay?
Here we are.
It took us 4 minutes to get there, but now you have some wish-washy advice, and good luck.
Everybody who DMs us for unqualified advice, this is 100% of what you get.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Loren will be back on Monday.
Which, by the way, coming up at 5, we're going to be talking about Loren. Because a total Loren thing is happening. So don't go anywhere for that. But it's called Know Your Tater Game.
Yes, we have a bunch of games. And we pulled this one out this morning. This is Shalice in Charlotte. She's here to play against Roy. Hey, Shalice.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So this is a simple game. These are all words that end in the sound tater, E-R, or tater, O-R, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's see who can get at least 3 right. Okay?
I'm going to lose.
All right, we're going to start with you, Shalice. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, the person who describes what's going on at a sporting event is a... Remember, and ends in tater.
Commentator.
That is correct. Commentator. Oh. One for Shalice.
Gosh, I was like announce-a-tater.
Roy. Someone who copies the words or behavior of another person or thing is a...
Imitator.
No. Yeah, that's right, Shalice.
I like that one, imitator.
Shalice, that was Roy's question.
Oh, you're welcome, Roy.
Thank you.
All right, back to you, Shalice. Are you ready? Someone who helps another person restore or bring them to a condition of health. Someone who helps another person restore or bring them to a condition of health. Tell me again.
Rehabilitator.
She's good.
She's really
good. She knows her taters.
Can I just say, I haven't gotten any of them correct in my head, besides
right.
the one that she gave me.
Shalice, don't say anything. This is Roy. One more and you win. This is Roy's question, okay?
Yep.
Someone who stirs up public feeling of controversial issues, upsets people, or it can refer to a device or apparatus for stirring or shaking. It's known as a...
What?
Someone who stirs up public feeling on controversial issues, upsets people, or it can also refer to a device or apparatus for stirring or shaking. It's called a...
I don't know. What is that?
Shalice, what is that? Someone who stirs a public feeling on a controversial issue.
Why did I get the hardest one?
I think of as instigator, but that's not instigator.
That is not correct. Agitator is what we are looking
agitator?
For.
Agitator?
Yes. All right, Shalice, here we go. A ruler with total power over a country, typically one who has been obtained by a control of force.
That's easy. I could have done that.
Is the answer Trump? I'm just
Oh, God.
What did you say? Dictator?
Yeah.
Yeah, dictator. That is the right answer.
By the way, you have so many. You've just stirred them up.
There you go.
And by the way, we're going to get the calls and blamed for it. So thank you for that.
This was so fun.
Did you love playing the tater game?
I loved it.
How about a person, Roy, who watches a show or game at an event? They are what
a
kind?
A spectator.
There you go.
I got that one.
My boy. All right. Thanks, Shalice. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
You too.
See you. All right.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, Loren. She'll be back on Monday from maternity leave, and she's going to pop her mic on from home and join the show full time again. Which is good things, because we wouldn't let her back in the studio after she took this recent trip, Roy.
No, she would have to quarantine if she came back to the studio. Get this. Our Loren, with, by the way, her babies.
Right, her soon-to-be 4-year-old Cash and soon-to-be 2-month-old Jackson.
It took a little bit of a Florida trip. Which, if you don't know the story behind Loren, she went to Spain, which quickly became the COVID epicenter back in March. She went to Florida back when the Zika mosquito virus, the Zika thing.
Yep, and she was pregnant with Cash.
Was it mosquitoes?
Yeah. Zika was a mosquito virus that was in Florida. She got on the plane like Thursday at noon, and the governor announced that it was a major issue in Florida, and she didn't realize that until she landed in Florida.
So while she's driving down to Florida, Loren sends our, we have like a little group chat of all of us, and she says, it's an article she texts us about how like Florida's the worst in the world when it comes to coronavirus. And I'm like, yeah, I could have told you like a week ago not to go to Florida. I thought you were just going to like a safer beach, but
I didn't even know she was going anywhere.
Oh, like, I knew she was going to the beach. She was like, trying to.
This is so typical our Loren.
She got to get that travel in
before she comes back to work.
She got to at least get a little vacation in.
So her mom owns a condo on the beach down there, and I guess she has a private beach, and she feels safe that only people that are in her mom's building have access to that acre of beach or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that about right?
From my understanding, yeah. There's a private beach.
And, yeah. And your guests. But still, you're going to Florida with your newborn. It's just the most Loren-y thing ever.
Well, at least they are driving, so they're not going to be at the airport, right?
Right.
So they don't have to worry about those germs. And then she says the beach is private. And then hopefully they have enough groceries where they could just cook their own food.
Listen to this fabulous text message she sent yesterday at 2:15. Y'all should have just seen the dumpster fire of a pit stop we just made. I'm afraid to use the public restrooms on this drive, so we stopped on the side of the road. Jackson pooped all over his car seat. That's the new baby. Oh. I peed in Cash's portable potty while pumping, and now I'm back in the car and drinking a can of rosé. Hashtag 2020, keep it classy.
I love it. Beach, vacation, Ren, and road tripping Ren is awesome to be with. I've been with her when we were stuck in traffic, and she had to use the restroom. And so what do? We just drive on the shoulder in the emergency lane, bypass 100 cars to get to the next exit. No cares given. That's our Loren.
I can't wait to hear from her Monday. She'll be back full time again on the show Monday morning, and I'm sure she'll have an update. But my guess is that she's not going to drive back from Florida until what, like
probably this weekend,
3 p.m.
right?
Sunday?
No, she'll do it before then, hopefully.
Barcelona couldn't get a break. Florida, Zika virus couldn't get a break.
Well, really, if she wanted to, she could just take her microphone down to Florida and just chime in from the beach.
Maybe she's planning on doing that. I have no idea.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So we got an interesting email yesterday here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Yeah, just before we got out of here for the day, I think you got it.
So, we were a part of a national television show, how many years ago at this point? 4 years and 3 years ago?
I think the last year we were on was 2017.
Okay. And it was a great show. It was called My Big Fat Fabulous Life, starring Witty Waythor. She was an intern for us, and she then worked for us She's this viral sensation, and she has the dance group. And
yep.
So it's a pretty successful show on TV, and we got to just play a side role in it.
The second season, we were on like almost every episode. We were featured.
I'm trying to be cool and don't play it. Be cool.
Don't be cool.
We were mega stars.
we were featured on 13 of the episodes. And every time an episode airs in another country, I get more likes on my Instagram.
You know, they still air them.
They
still air the old episodes all across the world. But this is the email that we got yesterday. And it's from a producer that we know, that we've worked with in the past. And he said, I wanted to gauge your interest on any future filming. I don't have any network orders, but I was kicking some ideas with our development team about bringing a crew out to Charlotte.
Now, that's not to work with Whitney, though. It sounds like it's just to kind of work with us.
With us, to film you three and see if anything works, is his email. A crew out to Charlotte to film you three and see if anything works.
But you know what happened when they came in? They were filming My Big Fat Fabulous Life. They realized Whitney's a star, but they also realized there was a train wreck to the left over here that was the three of us.
And it primarily was you stirring the pot every 2 seconds.
It was you as the straight love interest on the TV show in Lorraine.
Oh, God. You know, that almost ruined my relationship.
Before it even started.
Well, because it just started, and it was airing on TV. And that's how my fiance's parents discovered who I was on national television. They turned on TLC. And they said, aren't you dating the guy that's dating Whitney Roy Thor? And then I had to explain, it wasn't like that. That's not how it was happening.
For the record, you were put in a position where we were all kind of camera happy. We loved the spotlight. And Roy, you would go to like different restaurants with Whitney and you would have private conversations. That was the angle they were playing up, was that you and Whitney were tight.
We were friends. They took friendship and they...
She was catching feels for you.
Yeah.
But you never told her that you weren't attracted to women.
You know, it's really hard to come out of the closet when there's a massive film crew right there. It's not like it's easy to do that, especially when I was in the closet for 20 some years of my life. And then next thing you know, I have a woman hitting on me on national TV. And it's like, well, watch out, Mom and Dad. Here I go.
I got to find that audio. I know the audio is floating around somewhere of you two sitting at a restaurant.
There was an episode where I turned her down and told her no. But yeah. I didn't ever gave her the right real reason. And I still, you know, still today, I've never come out of the closet to her. I hear that she's in town.
She moved to Charlotte, apparently, from Greensboro.
I hear that she's here, and I assume maybe she now knows, but they don't, you know.
Yeah.
They don't want us for the TV show anymore.
We caught a lot of fans that didn't know us from the radio that weren't necessarily from Charlotte, but the outer counties and stuff, yep. And they caught on to the MRL show after watching My Big Fat Fabulous Life. So I want to discuss this some more because I want to bring in Nicole.
Because she was never on the TV show.
No, our old producer Victoria was. And I want Nicole to understand what will happen on a daily basis if the cameras come through. Because it is the craziest thing.
It is orchestrated chaos.
So let's talk about that. And then also I have some demands too that I want you to write back.
Do you have demands?
Yes. Don't you?
I don't even know what this is yet. It's not like, this is not even like a... I don't think anybody knows what this is. This was a gauging interest.
He said, hey, would you be open to us coming and filming you guys? And we would.
But filming what?
That's what we got to find out. But before we find out what he wants to film, let's throw out some demands.
Okay.
All right. We'll get into that. And, of course, I'm going to try and find the audio of you talking to Whitney.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So a few years back, we were part of a national TV show called My Big Fat Fabulous Life that aired on TLC, where Whitney Way Thor worked for us here at the Main and Morning, the Ram Morning Show. And we got an email from someone that we know that's a producer and says, hey, would you be open to more filming? And when we first read it, we were like, the show?
Right. Is Whitney going to come back?
Whitney going to come back? How is that going to work? Also, if she did come back, a lot of shocking things have happened between the time she's left and now. Like, one, came out of the closet. Two, got engaged.
You're talking about you.
Talking about me. you know, three, new producer, and our last producer was a star on that show.
Victoria.
Yeah. There's like a lot of different things that are different now. But we found out it probably wouldn't be associated with that.
No, it was I guess somebody's pitching the idea of a reality show based around, you know, three very different people who work in radio and probably travel, they'll take the cameras home.
But what would that even be about? Like, we're not that interesting people.
I know. That's what Nicole tells us, right, Nicole? I mean, we're not that interesting.
No, you're not.
Are you the least bit excited about this at all?
I mean, I take everything with a grain of salt. So, like, you read that email and you decided, oh, my God, we got to go on the radio about it, this and that.
Of course.
I read that email and was like, okay, cool.
It's probably not going to happen. Correct. Is how you read it. Because that's how the majority of things is in TV and showbiz. It never comes to...
But listen, I couldn't find the audio clip of Roy and Whitney, but I did find this clip of Whitney. This is the last time the cameras were here at the radio station.
Which, by the way, this is the one episode where I finally got a hairstyle and someone talked to me about my clothes and I finally looked good.
Yeah, you were ready to continue filming. But it's our last episode and we let Whitney go. Listen to this.
We are.
We do need to talk to you.
Well, you did a good job filling in for me while I was out on maternity.
Yeah, no, you were descriptive. You were funny. You segued celebrity stories flawlessly. I can say this confidently. I feel comfortable having you fill in or even be fourth mic.
I'm really excited because I put in a lot of work. We've done a lot of cool stuff, and I'm ready to just, like, reap the benefits.
As much as we want to see you to be part of this show, there's some real truths that and some realities I think we need to discuss. Our contract's currently up, and right now we don't know if our show's going to get re-signed on. We're still waiting, and there's a good chance that we're all going to be jobless.
That's the last time the cameras came through.
And so we pretty much fired her on TV because we were like, we haven't signed on. We can't even sign you if we haven't signed on. Which, by the way, clearly, because you're hearing our voices, our show was re-signed.
And by the way, we had every indication that we were being re-signed.
Yeah.
I think even at that point. I think we had. But they weren't going to let Whitney. They were going to hire her.
And you know what would be tough for our producer, Nicole? Our last producer kind of played to the cameras very well. She would bring up certain things. She would be with Whitney for certain things. You wouldn't play well to the cameras. And let me give you an example, Nicole. There would be times where Whitney would come in and Manny would be like, oh, Whitney, I didn't know you were in today. Meanwhile, there's only a 30-person film crew. And we're all mic'd up, and they put in their own lighting. And Manny goes, oh, I didn't know you were in today.
I'd say, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
And you can't
you
do
sure
that.
Did.
But you can't do that on TV. You got to pretend like the whole crew isn't there.
Well, sounds like you were part of a scripted show. The email that we got seems like it could be whatever. So maybe I could.
It wasn't a scripted show. It's just...
They had storylines like, hey...
I don't even know if it's...
Well, the producer would come in, for instance, and say, hey, Victoria, Whitney wants to get a tattoo of this. Hey, Victoria, make sure that the show knows that Whitney went on a bad date. Remember she went on a lesbian date? She went on a date with another woman?
They would tell us things that we didn't know was going on so we could talk about.
Right. So then Victoria or Nicole, you would have to come in and be like, hey, you guys, you might want to talk to Whitney. She went on a date with a girl.
We'd be like,
and then
what?
That would get filmed, and it would also be on the air here. It was funny content for us.
So you wouldn't do well with the film crew.
Yeah,
you don't have to be on the show. I mean, now here's the annoying thing: is it's legit. There's cameras everywhere. Like the other shows weren't thrilled about it. And do you remember there was a lot of trouble all the time?
There was a lot of drama because it would the TV people would interfere with the functions of this building.
Yeah, although there's nobody in here now, but I don't even know how that would work with COVID if they would let these people in.
We had specific rules of where the crew was allowed to go, where they weren't allowed to go. They'd huddle here and move here. And
30 people, four cameras.
And then
it's
all
crazy.
And then all the other shows in this building kept calling us Hollywood and Hot Shots and making fun of us that we were these big timers and...
I love that.
I didn't.
That was awesome. Because
they were making fun of us. You thought they were being cool and nice. I was like, no, they're picking at us.
Don't be mad that Whitney liked our show and wanted to come work on our show and not on Tanner or Larry's show. Don't be mad at that. Now, listen, I see, here's the thing is in this email, by the way, that we got from an old producer that said, hey, would you guys be interested in doing some filming again? It would have nothing to do with Whitney, but also, like, he doesn't even have a network.
No.
So, like, I don't want a YouTube show.
Why? Streaming's where it's at.
I don't know. I mean, like, what are you going to do? Go on Hulu?
Yes, that's
Netflix.
Like, that's going to catch on.
Apple TV. Give me a break. Nobody's watching those.
I would even take a YouTube. I would even take, what's that one that just got started? The new one, the small little clips that they have Reno 911 on.
Yeah, I know. Cubie.
Cubie. I'll take Cubie.
I mean, so we would be interested, but let him know that, like, you know, I mean, we might have to do a smaller crew than we had before.
Our producer Nicole wants, you know, she
nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with anything fake.
I'm the only one that has storylines.
I know, but you wouldn't want to tell anyone the storylines. You'd want them to figure it out organically.
Yeah, it's going to be some storyline when the camera follows you home to watch you and Kylie discuss your relationship.
That would be such good TV.
Because you would be on the air here being like, we're just roommates. And then they would eat it up as they follow you home and they tell Kylie.
For you.
Oh, hey, by the way, did you know on the show today that she said you guys were just roommates? Let's discuss. Roll film. That's what happens.
You would be the most interesting person on the TV show.
I've all, like, my group of Raleigh, like, lesbian friends, we've always said, like, we just need someone filming at all times because we have the married people, we have another married couple trying to have a kid, we've got the, you know, the good relationships, the bad relationships, the partiers.
And there's weird drama that follows you. Like, I remember one time it was St. Patrick's Day, and I went to go hang out with you and have some drinks, and I walked in.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were in tears with someone and then stormed off.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was such a cool, like, reality TV moment.
Do you also remember when the two separate Facebook messages I've gotten, that one Facebook messenger where her, like, girlfriend was obsessed with me and she, like, she asked me if I did anything with her.
Yeah, so you are going to be the star of the show. We went from you not being on camera to now you're going to be the star.
All right, I'm in.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, let's bring in Diana from Mount Holly. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We wanted to talk to you because we're coming to your house.
Oh, thank you.
What's for lunch, Diana?
You better be cooking something good. No, Diana, listen, you nominated your son. He is a frontline hero working in the military. Army, isn't it? Isn't he? Yeah, he's Army. You know, all last month we were taking nominations for the Frontline Heroes, and now we have a wonderful sign thanks to Window Nation that says a frontline hero lives here, and we're going to be plopping that into your yard today over there in Mount Holly.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Justin. What makes him so special?
He joined at 17. I still get emotional because I'm the Army mom,
mm-hmm.
and he absolutely loves it. Like I said, he joined at 17.
Wow.
Broke my heart, but that's what he wanted to do. He had passion for it, protecting the country, protecting me. And he just amazes me every day.
We're looking at a picture of Justin here where you submitted for your son. My son joined the Army at the age 17. And you couldn't be prouder. My soldier, my son, my hero. And he's standing there in his uniform, and he wears it proudly. You're right. I mean, this is, some people have callings, and it looks like your son Justin is a proud, proud military member for the U.S. Army.
Yes, he is. I'm a proud Army mommy.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to bring a sign to your house. We're going to plop it right in the front yard so that everyone knows that Justin, a frontline hero for sure, lives there, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
All right, Diana, you're welcome, and thank you for signing up, and we'll see you later on this afternoon, okay?
Okay, see you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
Ham sandwiches, good for you, Roy?
Yeah, it's fine.
Ham sandwiches is fine, Diana. Okay.
How about some Portofinos? Okay.
Oh,
Portofinos?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
We'll have to make you the last stop. We'll never move on after that.
Right.
Thanks, Diana. And thanks to everyone who signed up. We are delivering signs today. We are dropping off almost 10 signs today from Belmont to Denver to Mount Holly. We're getting to you guys.
Oh, yeah. We've, let's see, we've delivered 5 signs. We got 95 to go.
You should have your signs by summer of 2020.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
One. Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
We told a story about an hour ago about how Loren, typical Loren style, packed up the family, and instead of going somewhere north where maybe the COVID outbreak wasn't so high, not our Ren.
No, she goes to the epicenter of coronavirus. She went down to South Florida.
With the new baby Jackson, baby Cash, who's about to be 4 in October, and of course her husband. But she'll be back with us Monday on a full-time basis, popping the mic on from home. And then hopefully one day back in the studio where we can all be together again. Roy's in the studio today. Nicole's here. So let me ask you this. I know it's a long time ago. We just haven't gotten to it, Roy, because things were crazy last week after we took a couple days off for 4th of July. Did you see how many hot dogs our buddy who'd come into studio with us before, Joey Chestnut ate?
I watched it live. It was a big moment in my house on 4th of July to watch the hot dog eat.
I love it. Disgusting
hot dog eating contest that every time I watch it, I'm like, oh, it's so gross because the way they eat it. And if you've never seen it, he slides the entire hot dog, not the bun, the weenie, down his mouth, swallows it whole.
He breaks it in half.
He was swallowing a whole one.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Maybe he breaks the bread in half.
And then he breaks the bread, dunks it, and then that's what he chews on.
Yeah.
But he does 2 hot dog breads at a time.
Yeah.
And he just shoves that in. And then when that's cleared, he grabs the hot dog. He then slides the hot dogs down. And then he dunks his bread and tries to eat the bread.
Last year, he did a record 71 hot dogs in 10 minutes. This year, he broke last year's record by downing 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
It was unbelievable. The announcer was more excited than Joey.
Oh, I know.
The announcer was all in. And then I was so amused with it because there was a lot of politics that went in. Like, Joey had the bigger booth, you know.
They were obviously social distancing from each other this year.
And then it looked like one fella, he would just happen to be outside and they asked him to come in and eat.
I know. It looked like one guy was just hungry.
Yeah.
It shows Joey Chestnut on the hot dog eating count. It's like 53. The guy in fourth place was at like 16.
Yeah.
That's the separation.
Yeah, at the end it was like 75. The lowest guy on the totem pole was like 20 hot dogs. I'm like, what? Was he just hungry? Was he just didn't eat all day? And just like, oh, hey, by the way, you get some free Dr. Pepper and some Nathan's hot dogs if you go this way.
What's your name? Ronnie. Ronnie, how would you like to be on national TV in about 10 minutes?
Do I get a free T-shirt?
No.
Yeah.
You get that and a bunch of free hot dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in. It's like recruiting people to do like a club gig when you were in radio back in the day. And like, we need one extra person for the bikini contest. All right. I'm going to ask you and Nicole and everyone else something coming up here at 8:50. And it has to do with the hot dog eating competition. So stand by.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Gotta give a shout out to the South Carolina DMV, Roy. Got a text message from 510. Says the DMV offices have been open every day in South Carolina in some form or another to service all of our residents.
I work
maintenance at SCDMV, and I haven't had a day off since this began. Thank you, guys. Big shout out.
Why aren't you a frontline hero? 5:10, I see you.
We'll be delivering signs all over the Carolinas today. Belmont, Mount Holly. We're going to be delivering a frontline hero lives here sign. You guys signed up for those a month ago, and now you're getting them. So we have lots of stops in Denver, Belmont, and Mount Holly today. If you see the Kiss 95.1 Suburban cruising down the highway, give a honk.
You know, I'm thinking about the DMV right now, and they already have long lines. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to the DMV, and it's a line out the door. So I can then only imagine that, including, it's already a long line as usual, and then it's a longer line because of the 6 feet apart. It's probably like a maze to get to the DMV.
I heard the DMV line actually starts for South Carolina on the North Carolina border.
North Carolina, yeah.
Oh, hey, we were just talking about how Joey Chestnut, the Nathan's hot dog eating champion, ate 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes, breaking his old record of 71 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So let's ask you guys this. You could text us. You could call us, especially if it's an odd food. But we want to know, like, what food could you just eat a ton of? 704-570-9595.
I don't know if I could do a lot of hot dogs, because I think Joey and I battled it off here in the studio.
Yeah, he crushed all of us.
He crushed all of us. I could eat a lot of pizza. Like when I would go to the CC's Pizza Buffet, I could throw down some pizza.
Now, when you eat the pizza, do you also eat the crust, or do you save the crust to the side and then go back and eat it later?
I eat the crust.
Because I know a lot of people that like to eat pizza, like myself, we will save the crust because it's just wasted stomach space. I want the cheese.
No, I eat the crust too. As long as the crust is good. If it tastes bad, I won't eat it.
Okay.
But I would say the biggest thing that I could eat a lot of and not even know are those little fun-size candies. You know, like a Snickers fun size.
A
Reese's Cup fun size. I could probably, like, if I wasn't thinking about it, throw down like 15 of them.
Okay. Mine would be wings.
Really, wings?
Followed up by pretzel rods.
Pretzel rods?
Those
are two big things.
I love the rods. I could probably eat a bag of pretzel rods in an hour.
If you do anything in small sizes, I can eat a lot of. You know, like Domino's, they're thin crust. They do them in squares.
Mm-hmm.
I can demolish square pizza and not even realize how much I'm eating.
Nicole, what about you? What could you eat a ton of?
I could do tacos, chips and queso, chips salsa, French fries, Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. Yeah, I could keep going.
Chick-fil-A sandwiches are heavy, though.
Mm, well, now, like, I'm trying to get my order down, because if I go, I always order, you know, the number one with the chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
But for the past, like, ever, I order an additional Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. And now, because they have their spicy tenders that I like so much, I've added that onto my order. So it's a whole thing. I'm trying to get it down.
I felt that. I've been to Chick-fil-A, and I like to get the 2 12 counts because I don't think the 1 12 count's enough. And it's always really cute when the person asks me, do I want another drink, as if it's for another person. No, just one drink and 24 nuggets.
I drove through the Burger King with my father-in-law, and he goes, can I get a Whopper? And they go, anything else? He goes, another side of Whopper.
Another side of Whopper. I'll take two Whoppers. Yeah,
he didn't want that. He wanted the Whopper meal with another Whopper on the side. Oh, y'all, we are getting so many funny text messages. We've got to call some of you back, because a couple of these, there's no way you could eat a ton of this stuff. Liver mush and fried bologna all day.
Fried bologna? I could eat a lot of fried bologna. Crispy edges.
Oh, you guys are hilarious.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
What food could you absolutely just smash and eat a ton of? 704-570-9595. Lots of funny text messages. 704 said, oysters. Vinny's raw oyster bar. They love to see me coming. 540 says, I can eat a whole cantaloupe. Actually, any fruit. Another one, 704, says, I could absolutely smash some mozzarella sticks.
Oh, that's so heavy.
It is heavy. I mean, how many can you do? 864 says, I eat at least 4 cheeseburgers every week. I could eat one every day. I do love a good cheeseburger.
I do, too, and I could eat them every day.
Roy, this is Jen on line 8 in Ballantyne. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, good morning.
Your brother's got a special talent. What is it?
Okay, so I have witnessed with my own 2 eyes him eat about 50 or so slices of CeCe's pizza in a single restaurant visit.
Now, how do they cut those? Are those are CeCe's the squares, or are they the big triangle size?
They're tiny triangles.
Okay.
See, that's what I was about to say. They are smaller slices because it is a pizza buffet. So
yeah. You now, he does not eat crust, so I don't know if that's cheating.
No, he's smart. That's why he just said a little while ago, crust is wasted stomach space.
Yeah, he does not eat the crust. But I'm sure it was in, like, high school, so this is forever ago.
Yeah.
You know, you spend an average of, like, half an hour or so in CC's, and we used to go as a family, and he would literally just see how many slices he could fit on his plate, smash them, and then go back and get more.
And you think he ate 50 slices of CC's in 30 minutes?
Easy.
Wow.
Easy. Take that, Joey Chestnut.
I know. I couldn't do that.
Jen, thank you so much for listening to us out there in Ballantyne.
By the way, I thought I could eat a lot of pizza until I just heard that.
I'm sweating, and I didn't even eat a bite.
I was like 10 slices max, you know?
It's heavy, man. Even the little ones, they start building up.
Yeah. This is Skylar and Charlotte. You're on with the main Evil One of the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. So what could you eat a lot of?
I eat an insane amount of chicken salad, like, almost every day.
Now, to me, that's another one that seems real heavy, Roy.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it'll be, my boyfriend will either make it or we'll get it from Walmart pre-made, and then I'll take a bag of Flaming Hot Cheeto Puffs and, like, dip it, like, chips and dip, and eat it like that.
Really? What?
Yeah.
Are you surprised at that, Roy?
A little bit. That's a different combo.
And how many of those Flaming Hot Cheeto Puffs could you destroy? Could you get through a bag?
Yeah, easily.
And they're so hot.
They're so good. But, like, you got to add a little honey to, like, for a little razzle dazzle. I know it sounds weird, but it's actually really good.
Skylar, the chicken salad, can you eat a chicken salad sandwich as well?
Oh, yeah.
Because I eat one chicken salad sandwich because I do enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But, like, I am so full after I eat it, I definitely couldn't eat another one.
Oh, no, I could eat chicken salad all day.
All right, Skylar, thanks for listening.
All right, let's talk with Brian in Huntersville. You know, Brian, you can eat a lot of something that I find that a lot of people are not the biggest fan of.
Oh, that's insane. I don't know why anyone would not be a fan of the trail mix with the M&Ms in there.
Yeah.
I'll eat the whole jar in one sitting. Easy. I mean, just don't eat a lot of it because it's expensive.
I'm with you. I do like trail mix, but that's not like the item that everyone loves to snack on. They would much rather potato chips. They would much rather have other things.
I agree with Roy. If there was no potato chips or Doritos left in my pantry, then I would dig out the trail mix. And I would dig out the M&Ms from the trail mix.
How about this move?
Fair enough, but you would eat them.
I only have trail mix because of that one time I thought I was going to go hiking, and in case I was going to be stranded for years, I had food. Like, that's...
Yeah, do what the name says. I can eat these on a trail. Thanks, Bri. A couple more text messages coming in. All you can eat sushi. I can do about 10 rolls.
Really?
Now, I think when you go... Nicole, when we used to go pre-COVID to sushi restaurants and sit inside, they come on trays of about 8, right?
Yeah, I would say typically, like, a regular sushi roll will be about 8 pieces, or if you get, like, a specialty one, maybe 6.
6, yeah. So I've done 12. Do you remember the time we went down downstairs to the sushi place? And,
really?
And you had the sushi, you almost died because it was so spicy?
No, that was the edamame.
Oh, the edamame.
We usually get edamame that's, like, normal, that puts salt on top of it. And then one time, it was when Lauren was there, they asked if they wanted some add-on, and she goes, yeah, sure. And I just thought it kind of looked like soy sauce. So I put it in my mouth and thought I was going to die.
Speaking of Lauren and heat, don't forget, she is the Carolina Reaper.
Yep.
She ate the most Reapers. We have the trophy in here. She has the record for eating the most Reapers.
And she even did the Reaper oil, which is unheard of.
It was a level up.
Yeah.
Now, she almost died, but...
She almost ended in the ER. That is
she
true.
Did.
She was in pain.
She did it. My 6-year-old son can eat crab legs for days. And the last text message, what can you eat a ton of? How about this one? Corn on the cob.
How? You can't eat a lot of that. That's a very difficult thing to eat.
I would love to watch somebody do it, though, like a typewriter.
Could you eat it like how Joey Chestnut eats his hot dogs? Just put the whole thing in your mouth and just pull it out and clean?
Nothing but corn in your mouth.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.